Today's daf is daf kuf yud aleph, and we're up there in the triple digits now, and we're holding on the bottom of kuf yud aleph beis. The next piece in the Mishnah spoke about the inheritance of a man from his mother. Ish et imo. So now there's two issues that we need to address over here. We need to address the fact that there is such a Yerusha. In other words, that there's Yerusha from a mother down instead of the mother up. We also need to know that the ben will be kedem. Now there certainly would be a good reason to think that there might be a difference between a Yerusha of an aim and Yerusha of an av. Now, the Rivon learns that the truth is we would never have asked the difference in other cases. Because we've seen that the Yerusha of a bat, a chot, I mean, these are all similar. The girl and the boy are exactly the same. It's only a question of kedima. The reason that we need a special pasuk to tell me this, says the Rivon, is because over here you're getting into the issue of hasavat nachala. If a son inherits, then you got a problem. In other words, if a son inherits, there's no way for the nachal ever to be back in that shape. So let's imagine a case like this. A woman, in terms of Benot Zlofchad, okay, so what's happening with Benot Zlofchad? First, they sue to have Yerushat Abad. Fine, Torah says they get Yerushat Abad. Comes along now Mishpachat Machir ben Menashe and countersues Benot Zlofchad, because if they, in fact, go ahead and take a Yerushah, so then there's going to be a Hasavat Nachala. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to point out that Hasavat Nachala itself implies, by definition, that there's going to be either a Nachala of the son of a mother, or there's going to be a Nachala of a husband to a wife, because something is wrong if a woman marries out of Shevet. And there's two things that could go wrong. If the husband inherits her, so then the husband, if he's out of Shevet, is going to be now taking an achal away from the Shevet of the woman. If the son inherits her, the same thing's going to happen, because the son is, of course, always the Shevet of Mishpachat Av, Mishpotam Beit Avotam, right? So there would be a real reason to believe that when it comes to the nachal of a mother, if we would go according to the daughter, we would look at nachalot as a male takes the place of his father, that brought Karadavua, and a woman takes place of her mother in the sense of ki ima kach bita, as Chazal put it. We say in English, like mother, like daughter. So there is an interrelationship that may be reflected in the nachala. The advantage of such a thing is that in the case where a bat would be yoreshet, the aim, let's say that were the norm, then we could conceive of a mitzvah for that bat to marry into the shevet of where the aim had come in order to maintain the nachala of that shevet. So we could at least extend the idea of benot zlofchad, but there would be no possible way if a ben is going to be yoresh for that to happen. Mamela, we need to show that there's exactly the same din of inheritance of a son to a mother as there is of a son to a father. So first of all, we need to prove that there is such a nachla, and secondly, we need to prove that the son would come before the daughter, which we're assuming is the same. It says ha'ish et imo. That gives us the idea of the kidima of the ish. The ben, mino hanimili. So how indeed do we know that? The Tana Rabban. V'chol bat yoreshet nachala mimatot b'nei Yisrael. Look at that. A daughter who inherits a nachala from the matot. Matot meaning two separate matot. Now how in the world could such a thing have happened? Hech bat yoreshet shnei matot. Where would we ever have a connection? This is the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the suit of b'nei Machir ben Menashe. And so what comes is a tzivui, a universal law, which turns out only to have been in effect for a brief period, that a daughter that is yoresh a nachala has to marry a member of Mishpachat Mateh Aviati Elisha. In that way, there will not be Asavat Anachala. But the way that the Pasuk puts it is that the daughter is Yoreshet Anachala from two matot. Now, where is the daughter Yoreshet from two matot? The only way that such a thing would happen is that Aviyah Mishavet Echad, the Imam Mishavet Acher. So what happened over here is, if we're going to fit this into the era of Benot Zlofchad, let's remember this story. The story is that the B'nai Machir ben Menashe were upset about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ruling. The ruling was that the B'not Tzlofchad are going to inherit the Chelek of Tzlofchad and Chefer and so on and so forth. Now, to B'nai Machir ben Menashe, this meant that if this is going to go on, then ultimately that entire piece is going to be moved out of Menashe. Why? Because the likelihood is that these girls are going to marry somebody from some other Shevet, and then their children, their sons, will be named after that Shevet, because we go according to Mishpachat Beit Avotam. And therefore, they said this is outrageous, because the end result will be that the whole feature of Nachala as being a permanent implantation of the Shevet into Eretz Yisrael is no longer meaningful, because it's just going to change Rebeshech HaDorot, and the Shvatim are going to intermarry, and in the end, the Nachalot are going to be
totally confused.
So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers them, you're right. What we need to do is make sure that a woman who stands in line to inherit, meaning she has no brothers, that she will not marry out of Sheva. She has to marry someone from that same Sheva. That way there will not be a Hasava of Nachala. The Gemara is attempting now to speak about a case where a daughter at that period would be the one referred to in the Pasuk of Mimatot B'nai Yisrael. How could a daughter inherit from two Matot? The only way she could have inherited from two Matot is where her father and mother were from different Shvatim. But I thought that a woman who inherits is not allowed to be from a different Sheva. So how do we fit that into the Pasuk? Very simply. The woman at the time that she got married was not in line to inherit. She had a brother. So she married whoever she wanted to. She went and she married out of Sheva. Now her brother died. So when her brother dies, now she's in line to it. There's no din of getting divorced once the brother dies. Obviously, it's only a din in the initial marriage. So now she indeed ends up inheriting her father. The daughter of this woman now inherits from two different people. She inherits from a father and a mother. Before she gets, forget about when she married. So either way, she's carrying now two completely different. And her father died, and meanwhile her brother had died, and she inherited it. Right. And the father she married legally from a different Sheva. Now these two people from different Shvatim had only one eretz, right? This bat. So this bat is a yoreshet from two separate and completely beheter. The marriage was fine. She's yoreshet from two different nachalot. So now it comes along to tell me that a bat, clearly if there is such a person, that proves that a bat inherits her mother. We already know that a bat inherits her father. Okay. So if a bat inherits her mother, ein li ela bat, all this proves is that a daughter inherits her mother. But how do we know that a son would inherit a mother? Ben minayin, amrit, kal v'chomer. Well, I mean, isn't it a kal v'chomer? If a bat, shura kocha b'nechsei ha'av, yafek kocha b'nechsei ha'em, the daughter is only a secondary heiress when it came to the father. Because when it came to the father, it says, ubein ein li, v'havartem et nachalato levito. So she's secondary. Over here, she's not only not secondary, she's the only one the Pasuk bothers mentioning, is that a daughter can inherit mimatot. So obviously, if you're telling me the bat shura kocha b'nechsei ha'em is yafek kocha b'nechsei ha'av, is yafak kocha b'nechsei ha'em, the ben who starts off in a better position in terms of nachala. So is yafek kocha b'nechsei ha'av, ein odin shi yafak kocha b'nechsei ha'em, he should certainly be more powerful because he's a more powerful yoresh. So let him be more powerful in the Yerusha of the mother. Umimakom shabata. And now, continuing to look at the source code for this, we learned it out from the Kal v'chomer in which the bein is yoresh the father. So then if that's the case, that's what you're limiting it to, because that's where you're learning it from. So ma'ala halan, just like by the case of an inheritance from a father, the ben is actually the primary heir. So ben kodem labat, avkan ben kodem labat. So that must mean that he's a primary heir. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, Amru, Mishum Rabbi Zechariah ben HaKatzav, that part is not true. That second part is not true, for an obvious reason. You can't get more out of a Kal v'chomer than you put in. If the basis of the comparison of the Kal v'chomer is the case of the bat being a single heir, that's the only place where we do, she's inheriting matot, then you certainly cannot learn out that not only is a son yoresh also, but he displaces the one that it's talking about. Because you're going now beyond the information that's given to you. Therefore, Tainiz Rabbi Zechariah ben HaKatzav, in point of fact, Echad HaBein, the Echad HaBat, Shavin ben Yechseya Em. When it comes to an inheritance from a mother, there is no difference between a son and a daughter. They inherit in common and equally. And there's no primary heir. My time, why do I say that? Dayo lavo min adin leyot kinadon. So according to Rabbi Zechariah ben HaKatzav, there's a major difference in the Seder HaNachala when it comes to inheriting from a father versus inheriting from a mother. In the latter case, a ben is not in a preferred position over a bat. Split it evenly. Yes, the Gemara, the Tanakama lo dorish dayo? You know, he's absolutely right. I mean, you can't take a position vis-a-vis dayo. Dayo is a dioraita. How could the Tanakama ignore dayo lavo min yadin liyot kinidon? I mean, remember the makor of dayo. Dayo's dioraita, the Tanya. This is now the introduction to the Sifra, the Torat Kohanim, that lists all of the midot and where we know these midot from. So this is the famous Braita, which now illustrates the makor of the Kal v'chomer from the following. How do we know there's a Kal v'chomer? Beferish in the Torah. Okay, so. Vayomer Hashem Miriam el Moshe. Moshe is praying that Miriam should be cured and that we should be able to move on and put this behind us. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, when you put it behind us. If her father had spit in her face publicly, you're telling me she wouldn't hide her face for 7 days. So what do you expect the Pasuk to say now? So if her father would spit in her face and that would have kept her out of public eye for 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spit in her face, so then she should stay out for 2 weeks, whatever. But certainly more than 7 days. Instead, the Pasuk ends with the same 7 days. So you would have said, Kavachomer l'shchinar ba'asar. So why does it say, let her be nisgeret for 7 days? So obviously, the very makor of Kavachomer is teaching you the limitations of taking out more data than you put in. You can't extrapolate the Kavachomer. Therefore, it would appear that Reb Zechariah ben Akatzav is absolutely right, and there's no way for the Tanakama to have learned the Kavachomer to tell me that the Ben should come before the only one that's discussed. It's crazy. Yeah, that's a very good point, says the Gemara. So indeed, what do we do with this according to Tanakh? No, it's very simple. Of course he's Dorish Dayo. The Alma Dorish Dayo. The Shine Hacha, the reason that in this case he seems to be ignoring Dayo, he's not really ignoring Dayo. He's saying now that the Pasuk, he said Mimakom Shabbat, now that the Pasuk has told you that this daughter inherit from Tumato, from the word Mimato, that itself is a combination of the two matot. Because if the Torah only wanted to tell you distinctly, it would have said, min shtei matot. If you say mi matot, you're turning it into one word, which is basically, in the plural now, you're comparing one matet to the other. So that means the inheritance of a matet av is being mukash in the pasuk to the inheritance of the matet em. But if that's the case, then it's a hekesh, and tells me, makish matet em la matet av, ma matet av ben kodem labat, af matet em ben. So in this case, the Pasuk is bringing out, in the Etzem Drasha, which is the Makom Shabbata, you should know that Halacha in this case is, it's exactly the same. Rabbi Nitai, Savar Lameved Uvdek Reb Zechariah Ben Akatzav Lamaisa, Reb Zechariah Ben Akatzav sounded very persuasive. So Rabbi Nitai wanted to Paskin in his Beit Din according to this Psak, and to give the daughter an equal Chelek with a son, and not to say, since there's a son, the son gets. Omar Le Shmuel, so Shmuel said to Rabbi Nitai, what are you thinking, man? Come on, Zechariah? Why, don't tell me you're going to pasuk like that Zechariah guy. Ephes Zechariah is a zero. Don't even think about it. It's canceled. It's not a viable shita at all. We don't pasuk like that. He's a tough guy. Let me tell you something. Tough guy. Rabbi Tabla Avaruv Dek Rabbi Zechariah Ben Akatzav. And actually, Rabbi Tabloy went in and paskened like him. Not that he thought about paskening like him. Rabbi Nachman found out about it. Amalei Rabbi Nachman. What? My high. What the hell? Heck, are you doing? What do you mean? What am I doing? Oh my lady, Amar Reb Chanina bar Shalmi Amishmei the Rav Halacha Kerev Zechariah Ben Akatzav. I mean, I'm just following the Halacha. So Reb Nachman said, you got about 10 seconds to go back there and tell everybody you made a mistake. Zil Haver Becha. If not, Mafikne Lacha Reb Chanina bar Shalmi Amei Unech. I'll take Reb Chanina bar Shalmi out of your ears, buddy. I don't want to ever hear that name mentioned around here. This is simply not the case, and we do not paskin like that. And so, if I need to put you into Nidui, I'll do it. But you're getting out of this din. Tough people. Ravuna Bar Chia, Sova Lamevadu of the Kreb Zechariah Ben Akatzav. Ravuna Bar Chia also figured that must be the halacha. Rav Nachman calls him in. He says, my hi. So Ravuna Bar Chia told him, well, you know, famous psak, Ravuna quotes Rav as saying, halacha Reb Zechariah ben Akatzav. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, okay, takes out his cell phone. I'm calling him. And you want to tell me right now that you're absolutely sure that that's what he said, or do I die? So Ravuna Bar Chia sort of hung his head. Ichsif, well, I'm sort of sure. You're sort of sure. Uh-huh. Amalei, you know, it's a darn good thing that I found out about this now. Because if I would have found out about it after Ravuna already died, you would have come out with a gun and you would have said, what are you talking about? Ravuna said this, but because you knew I could have dialed his number. So now all of a sudden you're not 100% sure. Oh, man, the guys, you can't trust the word. So he said to us to see that inside. Ichsif, so Ashalachle, should I send for him and we'll discuss this? Ichsif. So he sort of hung his head. Amalei, man, it's a good thing. Ashakinach nafshid Ravuna. If this would have gotten by and Ravuna would have died, and then I would have challenged you on this, you would have come out fighting, right? So atrisit lekobli. So Lomaisa, who does he hold like Rav Nachman, and he's so sure that this is not the right halacha? Iu kaman savra, he holds, according to a psak halacha, that quotes Rav and Shmuel both saying, the Amrei Tarvayu, in halacha Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav, we don't paskin that way. And in fact, a Yerusha from a mother and a Yerusha from a father is exactly the same. And therefore, if there's a son, the daughter does not take the Yerusha to aim either. Now, Mistamech for Ozer Rabbi Yanai, who was old at this time and difficult, had difficulty seeing and walking, see, he would walk on his Talmud's shoulder. So he was Mistamech, he was leaning for Ozer Rabbi Yanai. Akat for the Rabbi Smaloi, he was on his Shame, he was being Meshameh Shims, he was leaning on Rabbi Maloi's shoulder. Va'ati Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Lapai, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was coming towards them. He couldn't make out very well who was coming, but having a very fine taste in clothing, he says, you know, Barinish Ta'ata Lekiblana, this guy on his way over here looks really good. Huyoi, Vagulte Yoi, seems to be wearing a really nice Banana Republic coat. Not bad, not bad. So Kimata Legabe, when he comes up to him, the first thing that Rabbi Yanai does is he feels the material of this Banana Republic coat. I'm like, oh my God, that looks good. It's a piece of garbage. Then she urekesak. This is such low quality cloth that if you'd have a piece of it, it wouldn't be makabel tuma with sholesh al sholesh and spoys like a good piece of cloth. You would need to treat it like sackcloth. Oh, man, it's all facing. Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, so meanwhile, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah starts talking to him. Boy, minei, minayin laben shekaitim labat benichseyaim. How do we know that, in fact, there's a kedima of, we'll see, it's all facing. So how do we know that a bat comes first benichseyaim? Omar Lazy said, you don't know how to read, it says mimatot. Matot means that we compare the Yerusha, both types of Yerusha. Aim, av, it's all the same. Makish matea aim, lamatea av, mamat. Av ben kodem labat, af matea im ben kodem labat. Omar leis, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah said to him, so then, why don't we darshan? Ma matea av bechor no tel pishnayim, af matea im bechor no tel pishnayim. I mean, if you really take seriously that this is a hekesh, then there should be the same din of bechor by a Yerusha of a im as there is of a Yerusha av. And nobody's ever heard of such a thing. I don't know, something's funny about this drusha of yours. You don't like my Banana Republic coat. I don't like your drusha. Omar leis, so he tells now his Talmud, let's get the heck out of here. Go. Just get out of here, this guy. Late Dane Savi Lamel. This guy's not into learning anything. He's just interested in arguing. An idiot. These are tough people. Tough people. We're going there. Wait. The time of mine. So why did he completely ignore Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah and says that anybody who has a question like that obviously is not interested in learning? There's people that ask questions just to argue. So this guy likes to argue. I'm too old for just arguing. So let's move on, please. Thank you. Goodbye. The time of my, so what indeed is the reason that he's like so dismissive of this question? Sounds like a good question. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah is generations later. So time of my, Omar Abaye, Omar, you can go to see his kever in Tzipori, by the way, if you'd like, underneath the road on the place where it lit, you know, to the industrial area, to the town, because he was a Nazi. But after the days of the Nesiyim, they referred to it as but it's a different level of a Nasi. It's acting in the position of Nesiyut. So anyway, so says Abai, I'll tell you why he was dismissed. Because it says Beferish in the Posseh that Hu Reishit Ono and so on. So you have to be Latet Mo Pishnayim B'chol Asher Yimatzei Lo. B'chol Asher Yimatzei Lo means Lo. V'lo La. So you're only giving a double portion. I mean, you can't read the Posseh. The Posseh says to give a double portion in his. No. Wait a minute. How do you know that tells? I mean, I can. Yes, obviously, let's say in a case where you've got a man who marries a woman who had children. Okay, so now his bechor is not her bechor, right? So maybe she's got a bechor of her own, but he's only bechor to his mother. So now, when it says over here, bechol asher yimatzei lo, that's absolutely true. Well, I mean, because we're talking about his bechor. So maybe that's where the Torah is saying that in a case of a bechor who goes ahead and marries an almana who has other children, so she's got her own children. So he's not, okay, there's no din of bechor there, because we're talking about now he's not a bechor of theirs. But what about a bechor? Shenasa betula. If he marries ahead over here, he marries a woman that is his and hers bechor, are. So then how do you know that we would say lo v'lo la? Maybe achinami d'shakya. Maybe that's a complete bechor. So a complete bechor would take both from the father's property as a bechor double, or from his mother's property as a bechor double. Why not? Well, it depends who died. we don't know yet which one comes first in terms of the. Obviously, it's an. So maybe he would take Omer of Nachum bar Yitzchak. Well, it's a different pasuk. Like Aaron told it. Omer Kra Reshit Ono. Reshit Ono means that it's his first strength, but it doesn't refer to her. V'lo Ona. Wait a minute. That doesn't prove anything though, because that comes to tell me a different halacha. Ahumi boile lavo acharei nifalim del avi bechor lenachala. The chiddush over there is to distinguish the din of bechor. There's a din of bechor of pidyon bechor, and there's a din of bechor in terms of nachalat bechor. The din of pidyon bechor all has to do with tichat rechem. So if the rechem was opened before, then the next one's not a bechor. Fine. But the din of nachala comes along the Torah chiddush, that the din of nachala is dependent in reshit ono, but ono has a double meaning. Ono means his virility, but ono also means the lashon of aninut, as Rachel wanted to call Binyamin, ben oni. That didn't mean my virility, it meant my sadness, right? She was dying. So, therefore comes along the pasuk to be merame, that when it comes to the nachala, the only thing that counts is not the rechem, but rather the relationship of the father. So if the first child was a miscarriage, father's not, doesn't care about the miscarriage. There's no own, there's no aninut, there's no chiyuv of avelut, and so on. There's no relationship, really. Therefore, the first child that he relates to, that first son that he relates to, is the bechor, as opposed to bechor lebetan. So how do I know that? I know that from the double meaning of own. And therefore, I need the pasuk for that, but you can't tell me that it's stressing ono velo ona. That's a different thing. So ahumi boile, therefore we need that pasuk to tell me that a child born after another son, but who was not a viable child and died at birth or within 30 days, whatever the din of the nefa was, that such a child is born after that is considered still to be a bechor l'nachla nonetheless. Because we learn from this, ono means mishalibo dove alav. Only a child whose father's heart would be saddened over his loss, is worried about him. But ze she'en libo dove alav, yatza ze she'en libo dove alav, who is not considered to be a bechor. And therefore, you can't learn here that it's only the male and not the female that, in terms of bechor. Says the Gemara, no, that's not true. Because if it's only a function of on, you don't have to say oh no, you only need to say ki you reshit on. Why do you have to say reshit oh no? If you're stressing oh no, then it's because the only thing that counts over here is also the first of the father's own, right? And therefore comes to tell me, where do we give this whole din of bechor? Only where it's reshit ono. So my ono, shma min atarte. So from here you see again that if a son is an ono to a father, then indeed there's a din of bechor. But otherwise, it's irrelevant to be the ono of a mother. Says the Gemara, no. How do you know that it's irrelevant? I could still say, akati emahani mili almon shenasa bitulat. The case that we're saying ono velo ona is saying, let's say we have a situation. First we said, bachur shenasa almana. So a bachur shenasa almana is called reshit ono b'chol asher yimotzilo. But that's the first rush that we had. Lo ona means that if he was someone who had children before, who married a betula, and now his first child with this woman was the reshit ha'on of this woman, but not the reshit ha'on of this man, so over there, a bechor, if his mother dies, would not be noto pishnai. But suppose this was a bechor shenasa betula, so that now this is the reshit. He's a complete bechor. It's his mother bechor, his father's bechor, the joint own. So if then, in that case, why not learn, indeed, the way Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was saying? If you have a hekesh mimate, so then a complete bechor should take the father and the mother, a double chela. So how do you prove this halacha from the lashon of, oh no? Akati emahani mili almon shenasa betula. But if a bechor is nasa betula, over there, hachinami deshaka, since he's a total bechor, he should take totally from both sides. So therefore, this is not a good rhyme. Ela amar Rava, okay, so Rava, the reason he was so dismissive is because the Torah says, lo mishpat habechora, mishpat habechora le'ish, v'lo mishpat habechora le'isha. So, because really it's not, it says, ki imet habechor ben atznu'a yakir, latet lo pishnai. And then it explains, ki lo mishpat habechora. I mean, fine, that's what you said, habechor ben atznu'a yakir. If you're adding now, ki lo mishpat habechora, what you're saying is, it's to the father, and not to the mother. that the dinim of Bechora apply. And that extra pasuk indeed comes to teach me this. Then there is no din of Bechor in terms of Nachala when it comes to a woman. So it would appear that he was dismissive because of the quality of his banana republic. So in other words, he felt this is all show. That's why he put it together. He says, this guy looks really chasher. He's when he's wearing such chasher clothes. Is this real? So that's why the first thing he does is he fingers the cloth. No. We are not talking about reality over here. We're talking about this new generation who thinks if you put on a nice long coat, you're already a rabbi.
Is this quickly connected to this story?
Undoubtedly. Okay, we got it. It's excellent, but we got it. Okay. Next, the next thing we learn in the Mishnah is Ish et Ishto. How do we know that a man inherits his wife? The Tana Rabbonan She'ero, you remember this was the approach of the other Tana, that instead of saying She'ero refers to the missing Av, She'ero refers to Ishto. And this teaches us that Melame Chabal Yoreshet Ishto. Yachol Af Itirashenno. You might think that if a husband dies, his wife inherits him. Tamud Lomar V'yarash Otah. Who yoresh ota? The ain he yoreshet oto. Says the Gemara, this is the most ridiculous reading of a pasuk I've ever heard. You're using the pasuk in creepily backward way. The pasuk says to give the Yerusha, lishe'ero, right? Hakarov elav mishpachto. And then the ota was the nachala. To give ota means not the woman. Take the nachala and give that nachala to the she'ero hakarov elav, right? Then you're saying that, no, what means is take it from the she'ero, give it to the husband, and then the ota is the carrier of the come on. How do you read a pasuk like that? It's completely backwards. It's out of context. Every word you're using in a different way than the pasuk means it. Says Abaya, well, we're going to have to do a little surgery on this pasuk to make it fit. So here's what we're going to do. Read the pasuk like three tzachi. Set out the pasuk. First, cut up all the words, okay? Now that you've cut up all the words, put them together again. Right. To fit the way we want to fit it. So we should read the pasuk like this. Unetatem et nachlato lekarov elav. Right? Give the nachla to the one that is karov. She'ero. Aha! Yes, indeed, the nachla of the she'ero, the husband of his wife, the arashota. Amarova, that is the most fancy bit of surgery I've ever seen. You got it really sakina karif. I mean, speaking of surgery, I ain't never seen a laser cutter like this one. I mean, you slice this pasuk up really fine. Who gives you the right to use a laser beam to slice up a pasuk and then put it back together like you're playing over here some kind of Scrabble. Sakina harifa mafsa kikroi? Ridiculous. Elam harava hachita. Look, we gotta do it in a different way over here. The way to understand this pasuk is, v'detatem et nachalat she'ero lo. So what we're gonna do is, we're gonna take, actually, the lamid from she'ero, and the vav of the nachalato, turn it into the word lo, and then you would have nachalat she'ero lo. Says the Rashbam, that sounds pretty Scrabble-ish to me. Why is this any better? So Kasavar says the Gemara, Gorin Umosifin Vidorshim. This is a particular mode in which joining letters of a word, you can be Migareya from one word and put in the other word. But the Rashbam points out that, first of all, we're following the hint. In other words, the Pasuk gives a hint. The hint is that there are words over here that have obvious implications. Ota having an implication, She'er having an implication. So that we would like to hear that this is what the Pasuk is saying, because otherwise it means nothing to us. And therefore, it's not that he's saying we really need to read the pasuk by splitting up the word, the lamed, and the vav. The truth is, we could read the pasuk meant that it actually means this. And what he's saying is, so it's as if we say, unetatem et nachalato, give over the nachala to him. Unetatem nachala, give him his nachala, meaning give the husband his nachala. Which nachala? Who am I saying this to? To the one that shares she'er, the she'ero. If it's nogeh, his wife, give him his nachala. Meaning, give him his nachala from the wife. So that mosifin gorim v'dorshim means not that we actually have to split the pasuk, but that we see remuzim in the pasuk that allow us to read in the less intuitive fashion. The pasuk, but it still has to fit. Whereas the sakina harifa mafsa kikroi is surgery. And surgery doesn't hold up. So mosifin vigorin vidorshin is dorshin by mosifin vigorin, but not to actually split up the pasuk. So learns the Rashbam. Yeah, of course. It is. What this woman may have inherited a father from the same shevet. We haven't reached the point where we're going to attack the basis of this Yerusha on the basis of different shvatim. So the pasuk we're talking about a very simple case. A woman who is from the same shevet, same family, family, and her father dies, and she's the only heiress, is married to another guy in this shevet, and she dies. Her husband takes her nachala. That's all. The truth is, of course, that in your case, it really wouldn't matter, as I explained. If it were another shevet, it would be the same din, except that then you'd have to ask, how did it happen? Once the benot shlofchot limitations were canceled on Tu B'Av, then already all of this, of course, would be irrelevant. But while this was going on, we would have to claim the pasuk either as referring to an in-shevet case or to an out-of-shevet case that was legal. So that the pasuk would cause. Fine. So this is one approach. There's another approach. Hi, Tana. My Tilei Mehacha. There's another Tana who takes a completely different approach, and that is, first, Rabbi Akiva. V'yarash Ota. That language of V'yarash Ota, Tana's Rabbi Akiva, has to be referring to the woman that is being yoresh. And therefore, the Yarash Ota refers to a Baal Yoresh et Ishto. So that part is okay. That's consistent with what we said before. But Rabbi Yishmael Omer, we don't need any of that stuff. You guys are amazing. You're trying to find a raya to Yerusha's Habat from the pasuk that talks about Yerusha. And you're getting into all these kinds of complicated back doorways, for heaven's sake. If Lamaisa, there's a suit against Benot Zlofchad because we're worried about the Nachala going to a man that marries her out of Shevet, is that not enough of a proof to you that obviously the husband gets the Nachala? Otherwise, what are they complaining about? So I don't understand. Like, everybody's blind? What's going on? Now, obviously, this is not very persuasive. Because if they marry out of Shevet, their son will be out of Shevet. So maybe that's the only point. Is that the son inherit? But who's to say that the husband inherit? Okay, that we're going to see. But that's Rabbi Yishmael's first approach. Is why are we doing all of this agonizing analysis? Eino tzarich, we don't need any of this. Hareyu Omer, does it not say in the Tzivui that kol bat yoreshet nachala mimatot b'nei Yisrael leachad mimishpacha, they have to go to one of the mishpacha matei avia tiyeli isha leman yershu b'nei Yisrael ish nachalat avotav. So how does that happen? Obviously, because if he marries out of Shevet, behasavat haba'al hakatuv medaber. The Torah is referring to what would happen if she married somebody. Yeah, what would happen? Because it says, v'lo tisov nachala livnei Yisrael. Mimatei matei. So what does that mean? If she marries out of Shevet, then the fact is, if she dies, the nachala is going to go to a man from the other Shevet. And it also says, v'lo tisov nachala mimatei matei. There's two psukim. One pasuk refers to the specifics of the suit on Benot Zlofchad, and the other one is a generalized universal law in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to everyone. There shall never be a woman which will cause tisov nachala mimatei lamatei acher, ki ish benachalato yidbaku. That's a general tzivui. So what are we sitting here? There's two psukim I'm bringing you already. And I'll bring you a third pasuk. We've got the lo tisov nachala. We've got the other pasuk lo tisov nachala mimatei lamatei acher. I'll bring you another pasuk. We just had this pasuk in the end of Yehoshua. The Elazar ben Aharon mate, and where did they bury Elazar ben Aharon? Ridiculous. The Givat Pinchas? I mean, I understand. How did Pinchas have a Nachala that he didn't get from Elazar? So why would we call, that's rotten. You're calling it Givat Pinchas already? He's not even buried, and it's already Givat Pinchas. V'chiminayin lePinchas shelo haya lo leElazar. Huh. What must have happened is that Pinchas married somebody who died, leaving him a Yerusha that now is not part of the Yerusha of his father, and he buried his father in his own Yerusha, the Yerusha. And you don't like that one?
Wait, how could a Levi have a Yerusha?
But a Levi can be Yerusha. He just can't be given a Yerusha. That's exactly the point. The father had no Yerusha. So where can he bury him? In a Yerusha that he inherited from somebody else. He must have married a woman. And if you don't like that, I'll bring you yet another one. Uskuv holina. This is from Divrei Hayom. So Seguv holidet Yair. Yair is like, woo! Vahilo esrim v'shalosh harim beretz ha-gilad. This is Chavot Yair. This guy's a big guy. Now, so he's got 23 cities, Beretz HaGilad. What does that mean? Skuv holid at Yair, and Yair has the cities. I mean, if Yair has the cities, how did Skuv not have the cities? So, v'chiminayin le-Yair, shelo hayalo le-Skuv. Aha. Malamet shenasa Yair isha v'meta. V'yarsha. So, Yair obviously had married somebody, inherited her property. So, what's going on over here, Rabbi Shmuel? Keeps bringing a puzzle. He said, I got another one for you. I don't like that one. I got another one for you. So, why does he need all these other ones? Amai va'aymer, va'aymer. What's all of this about? Ah, I'll tell you. Because let's say, I bring you the first pasuk. Lo tisov nachala. You'll say, ah, that's because the son. If the son inherits his mother, which we're all agreed, we know already, so then it'll be in another nachala. But how do you know that the husband will be yorish, his wife? The whole akpat of the pasuk is the fact that it's going to go to a son. Avo ba'al lo yarit. Who's to say that a husband inherits a wife at all? Aha! And then what would you do with this next pasuk? V'tashma. V'lo tisov nachala livenei Yisrael mimateh lemateh. Okay, so if it's another pasuk, obviously, that's got to be adding something. Must be adding Yerushat HaBaal. And then you'll turn around and you'll say, no. That's because the first pasuk is an asay, and the second pasuk is a lav. But they're both talking about the same idea, that the child is from a different... So first comes a mitzvah. Le'achat b'mishpachat beit aviyah tiyah l'isha. Mitzvah taseh. Comes along now the pasuk to add, v'lo tisov nachala. Alo taseh. But referring to the same problem. The fact that a ben will call hasavata nachala. So therefore, if that's what you think it is, I'll bring you another pasuk. Tashma. Lo tisov nachala mimateh lamateh. V'chitem, as you'll turn around and say, well, who's to say that that is not now giving us a lav? That is an additional lav that should be understood as being universal and not a reference to benot slofchad. So maybe this is another lav. V'chitem lavo b'shnei lavim v'ase. Oh, then I'll bring you a raya from Elazar ben Aharon. V'chitem, and maybe you'll say, well, that's because Elazar married a woman and meta. But Pinchas was yorish that woman, not Elazar. Elazar was the one who married the woman. Comes along now Pinchas, who inherits now his mother. And that's how Pinchas got it. So again, you can't prove to me from there that there's a new din of a husband being yorish. It's the old din of the ben being yorish. Ah, tashma. So then why would... Good, okay, so we see the practical application of this halacha. Why would we have needed a divrei hayomim to hear the story about Tzkuv and Yair being rich in the context of Tzkuv giving birth to Yair? Who cares? Tzkuv olidet Yair. So v'chitei mahatam nami, you'll say, well, maybe it's the same thing. I'm like, come on. In kein treik roi lomali. So basically, like, following your brain. Okay, I know what you're going to say. You want to hear another pasuk? Think about that a minute. Okay, I know what you're going to say. Want another pasuk? Okay, there's another pasuk. So I'll follow you all the way through the limud. So now you'll see in retrospect, very clear what the Torah says. So there's a din of asavat nachala that comes from two different sources, basically. And so memela, it's clear not from the din of, you don't have to look in the din of nachala. Look at the application of the din of nachala. And you'll see what's taken for granted, that the husband is yorish the wife, and that's all there is to it. So if the pasuk records that, it's recording, it's that we should know that that's the halacha. Ve'aish et imo minan emile. The Tana Rabbanan v'chol bat yoreshet nachala mimatot b'nei Yisrael. Huh? Eich bat yoreshet shnei matot. The only case could possibly be is zusha via mishevet achad v'ima mishevet acher umetu v'yarashatan. Ve'im li'ela bat. How do you know a bein? It's a kavachomer. Uma bat shura kocha b'nechsei ha'av yafa kocha b'nechsei ha'em. Ben shiafek kocho b'nechsei ha'av, eno din shiafek kocho b'nechsei ha'em, umimakom shebata. Ma la'alan ben konem labat, afkan ben kodem labat. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Zechariah, ben Akatsav, no way. Echad ha'ben ve'echad ha'bat shavim b'nechsei ha'em, ha'itayim ha'dayo lavo min ha'din liyot kinidan. But Tanakama lo dorish dayo, a dayo dioraitu. The Tani. We didn't cover Homer Ketsa. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'avio yorok yorak befanea lo tichalem shivat yamim. So now you're expecting to hear cover Homer Leshkinar Basar Yom. Elo dayo lavomin adin liot kinidon. Of course, be alma dorish dayo. But shine acha, the Yomakro mimatot. Instead of saying mitshnei batot. So, makish matata im lamata af mabate aad ben kodem labat af matia im ben kodem labat. Ravni toy sova lamevaduv de krib Zachariah ben akatsav on marle shmuel. Come on, Zachariah! Oh, a face Zachariah! Rabbi Tavla ovaduv de krib Zachariah ben akatsav. Amale Rab Nachum, what my high? Omalei, the Omer of Chinun Abasham, Yamish made a rab, Halach Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav. Omalei, okay, buddy. Zila hadr bakov, yelam efikna lecha Rabbi Chinun Abasham, Yamay une. Ravuna barchia, sofer lemevet of the Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav. Omalei, Rabbi Nachman, what's this all about? Oh, Omalei, Omer, Ravuna, Omer, Rav, Halach Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav. Really, Omalei. So why don't we call him in and ask him? Eshlach le? Well, maybe not. Yixiv. Omar le, hashtekinok nafshe de revunei tersita te kaboli. V'yu kaman savrak yada rabbi shmona retavayu ein halakha grab zechariah ben akatsav. Mistamich va'azer rabbi yana yakat for the rabbi smalo yishame va'ati rabbi yehuda nesiyah la'apayu omar le, hu bar inishtata le kabilna. Ooh, yai, vegulte, yai. It's hot stuff. Kimata lagabe gashisha. Omale, well, dein shiure kesak. Boy, mine, minai leben shikon labad benichse yaim. Omale, dechtiv matot, makish mate yaim labate yaav, ma mate yaim, av ben konum labad, af mate yaim ben konum labad. Omale, ima mate yaav bechor notel pishnaim. Af Mateyaim Bechonot Bishnaim. Omele Lashamis, get out of here. Good. Let Dane the Botsavila Melef. This guy likes to argue. The time of my Omer Abaye Omer Akra Bechol Asher Yimotze Lo. Lo. Valo La. Well, wait a minute. Vema Hanimili Bechor Shinas Almana. So obviously it's better than him. Avo Bechor Shinas Abetula. Maybe Ochinami de Shakya. Omer Bechor, not Bechor. Omer Nachu Bar Yitzchak, Omer Akro Reshit Ono, Ono is Lo Ona. No, that comes to teach me the Volach Reine Falim, the Lahavi Bechor Lenachala, by saying Ono in the sense of Aninut. Mishili Bo Daveh Alav Yatzazeh, She'in Li Bo Daveh Alav. What, you came Lema Akro, Ki Hu Reshit On? What do you have to say, Ono? Shema Amina Tarte. So Akati Ema Animili Almon Shena Sabetula. But suppose it's a bachur shenasa betula, and now this is a full-fledged bachur, so hafinami that he would be shakil from both. El amar Rava, amar Kro, ki lo mishpata bechora le'ish, v'lo mishpata bechora le'isha. Ha'ish et ishto mino animili. The Tana Rabbanan she'ero zo ishto. Malamit she'aba'al yoresh et ishto. Yochol af I tirashen no. Talmud Lomar v'yorash ota, who yorash ota, v'ein hi yorash otato. Oh, come on, but the Kroy lavochi k'tive has nothing to do with what you're saying. Om Rabbaya, well, a little surgery always helps. Three tzachi. Untatem et nachlato lakaro v'la, she'ero v'yorash ota. Om Rabba, wow. Sakina harifa mipsik ekroy. Elam Rabba achi kama. Untatem et nachalat she'ero lo. Kasava gorin umosifin vidorshim the vav of nachala and the lamed of the she'er to read lo. V'haytana ma'itelam yoch the tan v'yorash otam alamed shabal yorishet ishto divrei Rabbi Akiva as we just said. Rabbi Yishmael amrei not tzarich harei omer v'cho bat yorishet nachala mimatod bnei Yisrael echad mimishpachat beit avia. And it's clearly referring to Hasavat Habala Gatuv Ben Daber. Furthermore, it says, Lotisov Nachala Levnei Yisrael Mimate Amate. Furthermore, it says, Lotisov Nachala Mimate Amate Acher. Furthermore, it says, Velazar Ben Aaron Mate, Vayikbru Oto Begivat Pinchas Beno. Vechimin Ein Lepinchas Shlo Havilo Le'elazar. Elam Alam Shinasa Pinchas Isha Omeita Vayarsha. Furthermore, it says, Oseguvo Lidat Yair, Vayilo Esrim Vishalosh Arim, Be'eretz Hagil Ad. And what's these furthermores and whereas and furthermore and whereas? What kind of weird rush is that? My va'omer v'chitema b'savat habein kakapit kro. But there is no such thing as asavat habal because habal is lo yori. Tashma v'lotisov nachalad v'neisov v'matalamate v'chitema. You'll say, well, that's also talking about a ben. It's only lavor alav b'lav v'yasei. Talmud lomar again v'lotisov nachalad v'matalamate acher v'chitema lavor alav b'shnei lavin v'yasei. Tashma v'elazar ben Aaron mate v'chitema. The case over there was Elazar who did asivitata umeta v'yarta pinchas. Tashmauskovolidat Yair, Vachitema Adam Nami Achiu, in Kendra Kroy Lomalim.